thank you so much for joining us today, once again, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we bring you cutting-edge information right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we are so happy to be a part of Progressive Radio Network, Gary Knowles Station, because not only can you hear us live every Tuesday, you can also listen to the archives anytime at, just by coming to prn.fm. And also you can call in to listen to the shows as well. So there's all kinds of ways to get in touch with us. And today we have as our guest topic called Living Safely Within a Wireless World, which of course we all know we are within a wireless world. And our guest is Elizabeth Florde. And we'd also like to thank Health Media, because we do a lot of work with them. They bring you Naval Expo, that's NAVELEXPO, several times a year in the New York area. And it's a wonderful venue where you can meet a lot of the guests that you hear right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And today, we will be interviewing Dr. Elizabeth Florde, a health educator and vibrant health coach. She is a clinical laboratory scientist with a background in cancer and DNA testing, and her work, experience, and research has provided her with the skills to compile the evidence and research for her groundbreaking documentation of the truth behind the damage created by wireless technology. She has degrees in both biological sciences and psychology, and she is a part of the North American Menopause Society, and I have lectured for them myself. She is a certified menopause practitioner, as well as a licensed clinical laboratory scientist. After 25 years of research and expertise in the field of health, she has had appearances on ABC's 2020, Berman and Behrman for Women Only, Good Morning America, The Gary Knowles Show, and numerous other network news programs and radio shows across the country. She is also an author of many books, including EMF Freedom, Solutions for the 21st Century Pollution. So thank you so much for joining us today, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me. The hardest part about being a researcher and uncovering what every single person in the world needs to know is knowing the whole world doesn't know yet.
And with the incoming, what's going on politically in this country, I'm pretty concerned that finding out this information is actually going to get a lot more difficult. So
well,
that's a problem.
Well, it's interesting that my EMF Freedom book is the fourth book I've written, and the first book I wrote 30 years ago was on women's hormones. And 30 years ago, American research was about 50% accurate. Some of it was done that there was no way to determine the truth. But as far as radiation, I had to go outside America. The other countries in the world are printing the truth. America has not been. And their studies, they say there's no harm. This is what they show our Congress. Look, at there's no harm. And there definitely is. It's been interesting. I will see an article that says electromagnetic radiation, EMF, causes whatever it is. And 9 months to a year later, America comes out with an article that says EMF does not cause. And then when you read through the article, there's no way they could have determined anything the way they did the study, but yet those are the headlines they've been showing the world to justify all the cell phones, justify the smart meters on our homes. And the rest of the world's been printing the truth. We have not.
No, and unfortunately, I'm afraid that's going to be continuing to a much higher level. With what I am reading, there's an amazing document. You should probably get a copy of it, as should all our listeners. In fact, I'm going to do an entire show on this. But if any of our listeners would like to get in touch, you can always do that at naturalnurse.com. There is a document called Free to Prosper. Well, that sounds good. And it's called a pro-growth agenda for the 115th Congress, which, by the way, starts today. And it is put out by the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which is actually run by somebody that was on the transition team for the new administration. So we talk about how they're going to deregulate. This is 193 pages, where they talk about promoting genetically modified food, deregulating any kind of standards, including the ones we'll be talking about today, repudiating the Paris Climate Agreement, defunding EPA. This is what they have in mind. It is unbelievably beautifully written in what I call newspeak. So unfortunately, we're going to see a lot of changes, and I'm afraid what you're talking about is only going to exacerbate tremendously.
Well, it's more shows like yours as far as educating people. We don't need the wireless. We have got to stop listening to the commercials that make it look so glamorous to have all of this wireless technology. It's cumulative. They put lead aprons on you in the dental chair because X-ray radiation is cumulative. This is all radiation. Electromagnetic radiation is cumulative also. So everybody will eventually get to the point that they can't tolerate it anymore, because that's where I got. Being a menopause practitioner is how I got into this line of investigation. My first book went around the world, so I have been consulting on menopause around the world for 20 years, and about 6 years ago, I started getting all these calls from the San Francisco Bay Area of all these women saying the exact same thing. I must be going into early menopause. I've got these headaches. I can't sleep. I'm so tired, and I'm so irritable. And I have about a six-page evaluation form I have them fill out, and when I looked at it, I knew these women were not in menopause. It was not hormonal. And so my research brain said, what in the world's going on here? And I spoke to each one in depth. What's new? What's different? What's changed in your life? And the common denominator was the smart meter measuring their electricity was put on their residence within weeks or months of these symptoms. So then when I started investigating why the headaches, why the insomnia, I was just horrified. There's absolutely no doubt for the headaches, no doubt for the insomnia. The radiations destroy our melatonin, and our melatonin is our sleep hormone. That's what we need, that rises as we can go to sleep. And because it destroys it, we can't go to sleep. The radiations clump our red blood cells together, so our red blood cells can't deliver the oxygen that we need, and that's the headaches. It's exactly the same as a high-altitude headache. If anybody's ever gone up in high altitude and gotten a headache because of lack of oxygen to the brain, then you know what I'm talking about. It's excruciating. And so when I then kept investigating, I'm so glad I'm a biochemist, because I could look at all the reasons at the level of the cell of how these radiations are causing the multitude of symptoms. And we really need to realize we don't need the cell phone. We need to go back to the safe analog meters on our homes.
Well, you know what? I agree with you, but I certainly do not see that happening at all.
Well, what's interesting is that as the number of people calling and begging for help, desperate for help, it grows, and it's becoming epidemic, people will realize that it's not worth the headache. It's not worth the not sleeping, and that we've got to reduce our exposure. But I also do, I found a product line in Europe that saved me, because while I was doing the research, I found out in California we can opt out. A judge ruled that we could opt out of these smart meters that are going on our homes to measure the electricity and gas. And so by the time they got to Southern
California. You're in California, right? Here
yeah.
in Florida,
where
I am speaking to you from right now, each state has its own laws about this.
Right.
And here in Florida, they put in the smart meters on their own. They don't tell you they're coming. You don't sign anything. They just come while you're at work. And so many of my patients have reported suddenly feeling ill. And then the first thing I always ask them is, did they just put a smart meter on your home? And they don't even know that they did.
Right.
And when they find it there, it is not, they can get it taken off. It's $130 to take it off, and then $30 a month, every month, to keep it off.
Well, in
California, not everyone can afford that.
Right. In California, they had a lawsuit, and the lawsuit was settled that the utility companies could only charge for 3 years, and after that, they could not charge anymore. So it will eventually go away here in California. But I tell people that getting it off, it's the best health insurance you can buy. That $30 a month is nothing compared to the damage the meter is doing to their bodies.
Right, but not everybody can afford that. You know, we talk about some people, that's their food for the week.
That's
now,
true.
Now, what about if people are living in a facility like a co-op or a condo? You absolutely have no control over that. You cannot get it taken out unless you get everybody in your building to agree. And then it's a huge fee.
Right. I'm really grateful. Being electromagnetic sensitive myself, my story is that even though we opted out on the street we're on, and I got our neighbors on both sides to opt out, we're in single-family homes here. So the nearest one was way across the street and way behind our backyard. And in 30 days of them going into the neighborhood, I became very ill from them because it's setting up a whole radiation all across the whole neighborhood. And I spent months. I went to 12 different doctors. This is all new. This is not in the textbooks. Nobody knew. And finally, I decided I'm a medical researcher. I can figure this out. And I did figure it out. I did figure it out. It was from the smart meters. And at that point, I was reacting to anybody's cell phone and the smart meter. So I tried to go to a walk. If I passed the smart meter, I would feel a knife in my body. If I was out in public, 10 people, I'd have 10 knives in my body. So I had to stay in my backyard until I figured out what to do. And I finally found a product line in Europe, and we now import that and distribute that throughout America because it wasn't here in America when I found it. By wearing it, there's different dots. In wearing it, in 2 days I could go back out in public, and in a week I could go back on the cell phone and the computer. I hadn't been able to use them because I'd get itchy, bloody sores erupting in my body within seconds of turning them on. So now I've been able to be on a computer, be on a cell phone, be out in public, talk at medical conventions with no problem. So we do.
So you're
have,
using some kind of deflection device. I have a whole collection of them, and I find some of them are really excellent.
Well, what I found was none of them worked except this line we brought in from Europe. None of them. I have a drawer of them. And so many people call us and say they've spent even $8,000 on things. And
I know,
calling.
But the ones that I suggest, they are so inexpensive. They're from India. A husband and a wife in India make them. And they're at omhimalaya.com. That's AUM Himalaya.com. And they're an amazing resource because it really is great when you find one of these that definitely works for you. And in the research that you've done, besides you feeling a difference, and since you're electromagnetically sensitive, that's part of the research, but what I have done with research studies on my dark field microscope, and with Dr. Glenn Ryan, who is an electromagnetic field researcher, is we actually have measured with cell studies changes in cell structure in microorganisms that are actually deadly and kill them from these emanations, not only from the smart meters, but like you said, the cell phones and the Wi-Fi and all of these electromagnetic fields. It's very hard to stop them, but it seems like with some of these devices, it can organize those fields so that they're less destructive.
Well, what we found is that we have five different dots, and the bio dot for the biological field is what you wear, and it strengthens your energy field over time. So at 2 months, I was stronger, 6 months stronger, year stronger, 3 years stronger. I've been amazed at my journey because I can now spend 18 hours on a computer with no problem. And that's because it strengthens your energy field. And we actually have pictures of the change in the energy field. We actually have change in the red blood cells when we put our dots on the cell phone. It actually alters the radiation coming off the cell phone to be human compatible.
Well, yeah, that's what they say. And that's where you can actually see the reorganization. So
absolutely.
One thing that we've used is a meter that measures electromagnetic field. So one thing that I have only seen one device do is actually stop the electromagnetic field. Usually, if you measure it before and after using the device, it's still there, but the deleterious effects seem to be mitigated, or, as you say, the individual's ability to deal with them seems to be enhanced. So either
right.
of those things can be really helpful.
Yes. My daughter just moved into a brand-new apartment, and she was awake all night. She's sensitive also, and she called in the morning, and she said, "Mom, there's no way I can sleep here." And she had our dots that go on the smart meter. So she put them on a group of 12 because it goes out 15 feet, and she put them on another group of 7. And she called the next morning and said, "Mom, I slept last night." So, yeah, it we definitely can alter that. But I think, too, it's also very important, because it is cumulative, that people realize they don't need to read their books on a Kindle. They don't need to, you know, have all of these wireless things like a thermometer outside sending a wireless input as far as what's the temperature out there. You know, you can still have a old-fashioned thermometer. So it's learning that we don't need all these toys they've invented.
Right. But, you know, on the other hand, people love them. So they're not about to, you know, unless not everyone is sensitive. You know, just like with poison ivy, let's say. Poison ivy is a poisonous plant. Any scientist will tell you that. It has uricol. It causes rashes. But not every individual is sensitive to it.
Well,
so I think the same is true with all these electromagnetic fields. I really think they are a negative force on health, but not everyone is equally as sensitive to them.
It depends on the amount of toxins in the body. So, like, I almost died from mercury poisoning 16 years ago, and it's very difficult to get all the mercury out of the body. I would say half the people who call me have a history of mercury poisoning because these cells, these radiations, put holes in every cell membrane, put holes in our blood-brain barrier, put holes in our gut lining. This is the food allergies today. And so if you have toxins, you have the pesticides and any heavy metal poisoning, the holes in the cell membrane allow those toxins inside the cell and disrupt the cells. So it's the toxicity level. But also, it is definitely cumulative. So it all depends on the amount of exposure you've had. Because I have 18 and 22-year-olds calling me with symptoms because they've been exposed.
Oh, well, they, as a group, even more so than anyone older,
exactly.
could have, in fact, since the day they're born, never once eaten one single nutrient. I don't even know how they're walking around. You know,
well,
if they were
true,
raised on commercial baby food and then straight to junk food and nothing else, everything microwaved because their mother was working.
Well,
it's
the
amazing
problem
to me they're
also
even
is that
alive.
They're exposed in utero. They're exposed from the radiations in utero, and there's no doubt these radiations cause cataracts, and we're having babies being born with cataracts. And I've also connected these radiations to the autism epidemic. So there's many reasons for the autism epidemic, but electromagnetic radiation, and where does a woman hold her phone? Right around her belly. I have over 400 articles proving the damage in my book, and one of the articles is holding a cell phone 10 centimeters from the navel, and then these women were in China getting their abortions, and they examined the nervous tissue, and they said there's absolutely no doubt the radiation causes nerve tissue damage.
That is true. And, you know, they have a special kind of material that they sell there with silver threads and metallic threads that actually help to deflect electromagnetic fields sewn right into the fascians, particularly for maternity. So they are very aware of it.
Well, what I see with these energy dots that I have found, strengthening the mother's energy field and then altering the radiations coming off the radiations around them to be human compatible is much safer. I tried the silver. That was one of the things I kept trying to try to stop my symptoms, and it didn't help at all. So whereas altering the radiation to be human compatible was much more, it actually works much better.
Yeah, another one that works really well like that is called BioSyntony, which they make in France. That's another really, really effective one. Well, we're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And when we come back, we are going to continue our discussion with our guest. Elizabeth, how do you say your last name?
It's Plord.
Plord.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I said
Plord.
Okay. Elizabeth Plord, and you can find out more at her website, emffreedom.com. And she has several other websites, but that one you can find her, emffreedom.com. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the folklore, history, chemistry, and medicinal applications of the common kitchen herb, thyme.
The common culinary spice known botanically as Thymus vulgaris is only one member of a large genera which includes over 400 species and even more varieties. The Thymus genera is originally native to the Mediterranean region and is a perennial plant which grows wild in usually dry, sandy soil, green heaths, and grasslands. Thyme is a prolific, fragrant, creeping ground cover and often displays an attractive spray of flowering branchlets spanning the spectrum from white to violet.
There is considerable debate amongst historians as to the origin of the name thyme. Some believe it to be from the Greek thymen, meaning to fumigate or to burn a sacrifice, because it was used as a sweet-smelling incense and also to keep pests and venomous creatures away from the Greek home. Others believe it came from the Greek thumos, meaning courage or energy, perhaps because it has a reputation of being used by Greek warriors for courage and was bathed in and used as a beverage for invigoration. The Egyptians used an herb called thyme, which we believe is Thymus vulgaris, to mummify their dead. The principal chemical constituents of thyme are the volatile oils consisting of phenol, thymol, and carvacrol. A 1977 article in the scientific journal Chemical Abstracts revealed that thymol's antimicrobial activity is 18 times more powerful than phenol. Phenol is a major antiseptic used in commercial germicidal cleaners like Lysol. Thymol is one of the most potent antimicrobial substances known and far surpasses even the strongest antibiotics. It has been illustrated in the Journal of Chemistry and in the Merck Index of Drugs and Chemicals to destroy parasites, worms, fungi, bacteria, mosquito larvae, and many viruses.
The pharmaceutical and cosmetic industry is privy to the important medicinal effects of oil of Thymus vulgaris. It is ubiquitously found in gargles, cough drops, vapor rubs, and many mouthwashes. Oil of thyme is to be used, albeit very sparingly because of its potency, as a gargle or mouthwash for sore throats and inflamed gums. Because the volatile oil is expelled via the lungs and kidneys, naturopathic physicians use it for upper respiratory infections and urinary tract infections. If you're in the midst of a cold and are lying in bed with too much thyme on your hands, try making a thyme tea made with just a few teaspoons of thyme to a cup of boiling water. It's an excellent diaphoretic because it causes the body to perspire profusely. Thyme also possesses an excellent carminative and antispasmodic effect, helping in poor digestion, flatulence, and intestinal gripe.
So, listeners, if you're feeling ill, time heals all wounds. Remember to reach for that thyme in a bottle the next time you open up the natural medicine chest.
Welcome once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we have lots going on. It's the new year. Thank you so much for joining us these many, many years. Dr. Zamperone and I have been doing radio since 1980, bringing you cutting-edge information in natural medicine. I have been doing natural medicine since 1964. So it's getting to be lots of time and lots of decades. And it's so wonderful to see people who do discover these techniques really thrive and do so much better than those who unfortunately are bamboozled by the unfortunately disinformation that they are receiving. Also, we have so many classes and workshops available. Every single day, we have either an on-ground workshop. We have them coming up at the Hippocrates Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida. We had one at the Open Center recently. We have classes where we go outside and gather edible and medicinal plants and make them into medicine. And then we have many on-ground classes. What's so great about our on-ground classes is that you can get credit for taking them, whether you're a nurse, a midwife, an acupuncturist, massage therapist, or nutritionist, you can get CE certified credits for taking our classes online and use them for your professional certification. And if you don't have a license, then you can take the classes for a certificate. So we have four classes coming up next week. And for professionals, we have one on musculoskeletal natural remedies. That is a very high-level eight-week course. It's hosted, believe it or not, out of Australia, but anyone can join us. So just go to naturalnurse.com under calendar, and you will see exactly all these classes. Also, almost all week, I've been really busy with the class I teach, which is called Careers in Natural Health, because so many people, after either having experiences for themselves or finding the validity about natural medicine, actually want to do it for a living, help others, not only themselves and their family, but help others for a living. So I give a special class called Natural Careers in natural healthcare, so that you can prepare yourself to be knowledgeable, to be able to help yourself and others and do that for a living. That's a very exciting class. I've been busy with that all week, I guess, because people are, you know, deciding to do new things in the new year. Very wise. Also, if you want to listen to this show anytime, we're talking about electromagnetic fields today. We'll be bringing our guests on soon. But if you'd like to listen to this show anytime, it is available on the archives, or you can dial in on your phone, and the phone number is 701-719-0884. That's 701-719-0884. And in addition to naturalnurse.com, visit navalexpo.com, because Naval Expo brings you on-ground, all-day-long webinars and seminars in the New York area, as well as a lot of online content for your education and enjoyment. Today, we have as our guest Dr. Elizabeth Plourd, and I believe I said her name correctly this time. And today we're talking about living safely within a wireless world. Dr. Plourd has written many books, including one we're talking about today, EMF Freedom, Solutions for the 21st Century Pollution. Also, sunscreens, biohazard, that's an interesting topic. And she is really well-versed in menopausal issues and is a North American Menopause Society certified menopause practitioner, as well as a licensed clinical laboratory scientist. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Plourde.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate the ability to share all that I've been learning and my experience of working with people from around the world who are electromagnetic sensitive and called desperate for help.
And even if not, you know, even if you're not sensitive, they are kind of the canaries in the coal mine. But what you talked about earlier in terms of these things being cumulative, and this brings in your great knowledge about female issues as well, because in a major journal, which is the Annals of Internal Medicine, and by the way, this was February 2016, so we're talking about, you know, not long ago, major study called Radiation-Induced Breast Cancer Incident and Mortality from Digital Mammography Screenings, which actually this is in a regular mainstream medical journal, and it talks about the fact that mammography is cumulative and also shows you in great detail all the negative effects, so much so that they have changed, they have actually decreased the recommendations about it.
Absolutely. It is cumulative. All radiation is cumulative. I will not ever have another mammogram.
I have never had one.
Very good.
Personally,
yeah.
Never. Because I have been living this life, as I said, since 1964. My children were never vaccinated. We only had organic food, and they are well into their 40s now. I raised all my own food from scratch, both plants and animals, and, you know, had a completely off-the-grid life for many, many years. So you absolutely can do that. And I would say I'm not living that way now, but I still, like right now, I am doing this radio show on a regular landline wired landline phone. Okay.
Right. And
I have to say, help. AT&T is telling me after a couple of years, we're not going to have it anymore. They're disabling these phones and they won't exist.
We have to really fight for them. We do, because I don't think we're going to make it if all we have is the cell phone radiation that everybody's being exposed to all the time. We have landlines. We have switched everything. It's very easy, actually, to switch your home back to being wired, a wired router, and you can.
Oh, I only have a wired router, but that still is connected. It's not the same as this phone, which has been in this house over 40 years. And they tell me it's going to be completely, like, you cannot get it fixed if it breaks. And if you move, you can't get this put in anymore. So I don't know where you're seeing that they are doing that, but no more in Florida.
Right. We really all need to get educated. You know, thank you for shows like yours, because we have to stand up as a society and say, no, we cannot have this. This is really so toxic. When I talk to the people who are, we have people who call that are friends of people who are sleeping in the California foothills on the ground in tents as far from a cell tower as they can get, because that's the only place they have peace.
Well, I have found a great place, by the way, if people need that, really, because I was recently lecturing at a wonderful conference that was in the mountains outside of Santa Fe. And I will tell you what a refreshing feeling up there. You cannot use a cell phone. There are no towers.
That's
great. And it feels so different. It's amazing. I haven't felt just that kind of free energy on top of a mountain just in years. So that's a good spot still for those of you who might need that kind of
respite. Well, we get the BioDot that saved my life and got me back into society. We get our BioDot on these people as they're staying, you know, sleeping on the ground, and in 3 months they can reenter society and function and get back to work. So our BioDot really helps people get back to work as long as they get to the grounding and get the body repaired. Because the body will repair. The more you can ground, the Earth's electrons come in and repair the damage. It's all oxidation damage. Our entire body's being oxidized. Our eyes, our ears, everything. And so when you eat a high antioxidant diet and you get to ground, you get walking on the ground, laying on the ground, the body will repair. It absolutely, we're designed to repair. And we're just amazing. That's why I became a clinical laboratory scientist. I'm in awe of our human body, of how it can repair. The problem is if we're still in houses with all the radiation around us, the body doesn't have a chance to repair.
Well, what kind of diseases are being identified as increasing with ever-increasing EMF exposure?
It's so amazing to me because my sunscreen book that I came out with about 6 years ago, I brought that out because I learned to scuba dive 50 years ago. I got to see all the great coral reefs around the world. They're gorgeous. They're just magnificent. And I've seen them just die down to just nothing but white. And when I finally realized that I was swimming in Hawaiian waters, I swam in those for 40 years. My sister lived there. And 6 years ago, I'm swimming. I'm freezing. I'm trying to force myself to get in the water, colder than I've ever felt in 40 years. And I get out, and the headline says, our coral are dying due to global warming. And I'm going, this water is colder than I've ever felt. It's not warm. And I quickly found that the sunscreens kill the coral on contact. 96 hours, a complete coral dead. Coral bed will be dead. And so then as I just kept researching the sunscreen chemicals and realized how toxic they are, that was my book, Sunscreens Biohazard, Treat It as Hazardous Waste, because it is. We should not have any sunscreens on us whatsoever. And what I found there is a lot of research had been done by giving people antioxidants just from our foods, you know, all the purples, the reds, all these things that are high antioxidants, and putting them in the sun, and they don't turn color. And so there's a whole chapter in that book of all the foods that have been shown to protect from solar radiation. Well, the EMF radiation is oxidizing too. So, and they just started the research on that. Garlic powder and things like that help prevent the oxidation damage and repair it. So it's all part of the same spectrum of the damage to our bodies, whether it's solar or EMF radiation. And if we will bring in all these antioxidants in our food, in our natural diet, we can protect not only from the solar radiation naturally without harming our body and the marine life, and we can also protect our bodies from the electromagnetic radiation.
But Kim, do you think these coral reefs are going to grow back? I mean, what you're saying, it sounds like you were involved in this earlier on, but there was a major show on this on TV just recently. I think it was on PBS, looking at the fact that the chemicals in the sunscreens are toxins, and of course, there's other things as well as the EMF that are killing off the coral reefs.
Well, it's not just even the chemicals in the sunscreen. It's the preservative. The preservative is antimicrobial, and that's kind of what the coral reef is. And so even the preservative alone kills the coral. We've got to stop this insanity. We also need the sun. Right now we're editing a book that is combining the pesticides, the sunscreen, the EMF, and the vaccines, that all four of these together are part of the autism epidemic. It's not just one. It's all of the above.
Right. There's no. It's not so simplistic.
That's right. And so that's why it hasn't been found. But we have got to, we need the sun. We need the vitamin D3 sulfate that our skin manufactures for us, for our protection when the sun hits our skin. Staying out of the sun is not good for us. It's really not. We just need to monitor it, eat a high antioxidant diet, and then cover up.
Well, that's another thing I never used on myself or my children. Never sunscreen. Never. You know, I have just really kind of lived outside of all this nonsense. you know, for getting close to 70 years. So I haven't seen really good things come from any of this, only bad things. And unfortunately, like you said, it's predicated on profit being the main and only consideration of the mega pharmaceutical and oil and business interests. There is no interest in health. As a matter of fact, it seems to be the antithesis. It seems to be that they really don't like to kill everybody off because they need them there to spend money. But they set it up so people are spending their money on such things that create more disease and the sale of more pharmaceuticals over time.
Right. And my investigation as far as what the radiations are doing to us, there is no doubt about the autism, which I already mentioned, but no doubt about Alzheimer's and the autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, and there's no doubt about obesity. Both sunscreen use and the radiation are part of the obesity problem that we have here. And I have that outlined in my sunscreen book as well as in the EMF radiation book, as well as allergies and cancers. There's no doubt about the cancer increase, and I have that described. I've spoken at cancer conventions to doctors describing how the radiations lead to the cancerous changes in the development of cancer. And then infertility and miscarriages. I have a picture in my third edition of my EMF Freedom book of what a rat uterus looks like with very short exposure to cell phones. Very short. It's just a horrifying picture compared to a normal rat development. And, you know, women are not saying they're pregnant till the fifth and sixth months now because they lose so many in the first 3 to 4 months. Every time I've flown on a flight around the United States, I sit next to somebody whose cousin or sister or somebody finally said at 6 months they were pregnant and they'd lost so many in the first 3 months. The miscarriages are epidemic. And the radiation, it's just crazy to hold a cell phone around the tummy, carry it in your purse when you're pregnant. It really causes harm.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take one more little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z so that all of you listeners can find out about some of the other excellent programming that we have right here on Gary Knowles Network, Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, write down PRN.FM, and write down our phone number, 701-719-0884, because you can listen to this show and five of our last shows just on your wired phone. That's, I know you all have wired, regular, old-fashioned phones in your house, but even if you don't, you can put your cell phone a distance from you and just turn it on speaker so you're never holding it up to your ear. That's what I do when I am forced to use a cell phone, which I do almost never. So we're going to be right back right here on Progressive Radio Network. We'll be back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Stay tuned.
PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Crow, host of The Infectious Myth that airs at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time here on PRN. I use data to deconstruct the myths that infect the modern world. Myths within health and medicine, other areas of science, the justice system, society, media, censorship, and politics. Join me for challenging interviews and discussions. Listen live, as a podcast, or by dialing 701-719-0990. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is John Lobel, host of Visionaries on the Progressive Radio Network, online at PRN.com. Mix.fm. Catch us every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be on for an hour and anytime on the PRN archives on visionaries we talk to. Well, visionaries, the people who are changing our world. So join me and join the digital dialogue every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern right here on the Progressive Radio Network.
Progressive Radio Network. The Thinking Person Station.
Once again for joining us right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we invite you to join us on ground or online. Come to a class. Wherever you are in the country, we have classes because we have classes almost every single day online, such as learning about what career you can go into and how to become a natural health professional. And we have individual consults with people who want to integrate natural medicine into their lives. Dr. Eugene Samperone is a professor at the University of Bridgeport and also the head of the clinic. People actually can come in and have all kinds of holistic interventions through the University of Bridgeport Department of Naturopathic Medicine Clinic. So there's so many resources. We have offices in Oyster Bay, New York, and Deerfield Beach, Florida. And also, we have outside herbal identification workshops. We have classes in Chinatown. And once a year, it's coming up soon now in March, we take people to live with shamanic indigenous healers in Jamaica. And you can get college credit for attending that class as well. So check out naturalnurse.com calendar where we have all of those events posted. And today we are so happy to have as our guest Dr. Elizabeth Plourd. Dr. Plourd is a research scientist and a clinical laboratory scientist with a background in cancer and DNA testing. And she is a North American Menopause Society certified menopause practitioner and also is a prolific author with lots of information about things you need to be aware of in your life. Today our focus is on EMF and her book EMF Freedom, Solutions for the 21st Century Pollution. And also you can find her at her website emffreedom.com. There's two F's in the middle there, emffreedom.com. You can also visit navalexpo.com. The Naval Expo brings you conferences right in the New York area several times a year, so you can go there and get on the mailing list for free. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Dr. Plourd.
Thank you so much. And one of the things I definitely want to get to, because I am seeing this more and more, is our electric cars and hybrid cars. They might have been brought out to save the planet, but they are really destroying us on a level.
Oh, you know what? That's interesting. I never heard that one, so please do share.
Well, it's electricity, and you're sitting in batteries, surrounded by batteries. And I did not realize it until some of the people who found me, as I discussed their history, who were as debilitated as I was before I found our energy dots that saved my life. And those are on my website also. The EMF products on there, they find me totally debilitated, so debilitated they can't turn on their electric lights, they can't have them on at all, they can't turn on an electric stove without getting sick, and they can't get in a car with GPS at all. They actually, if they get a rental car with GPS, they have to take it back immediately and turn it in and get one without GPS because that's all radiation. But the thing that's horrifying me is that the history for them is that they've been driving an electric or hybrid car for about a year, year and a half before they get to this complete debilitation. And it makes sense because the radiation is cumulative and they're sitting in there however long they're driving, day after day after day. And so their cumulative radiation is just going up exponentially.
So this is people who have a hybrid car or an electric car. I haven't heard this one before.
Right, I know. This is what I've been identifying, and I'm very, very concerned. We should not drive electric or hybrid cars. I think they're making us much sicker, much quicker than gasoline. We need to stay with fossil fuels until we find an answer that's not going to harm us. There is no way to be in an electric car surrounded by those batteries without the cumulative effect. I mean, we do have the dots that we put on dashes of cars, our energy dots, and that gets allows people to stay in cars with the GPS and Bluetooth, but it's really not enough for the electric. One of our doctors who works with us, he said he was horrified. He had a hybrid, and he thought his children were falling asleep in the back seat. Thought how nice, and then he finally understood they actually were becoming unconscious sitting on top of those batteries.
Huh. Now, is there any monitoring or measuring of the amount of electromagnetic field output? Because they don't even recognize this as any kind of deleterious health issue.
I know, and it's very serious. It's adding to the cumulative effect. And the radiation goes out. We had one of our doctors who got so sick, he had to turn his car back in, his brand new car. He said, I can't drive this at all. So he got a meter, and he went around all the cars, and he said the field goes out 10 feet from the cars. So
well, that
we
would make sense because they're really powerful batteries. And you're saying even when they're stopped?
Well, you're sitting on the battery all the time. The battery's in the car all the time. So absolutely. And the thing that concerns me is that we have our children riding in cars, and if the field goes out 10 feet, they're being impacted by all the cars that are passing. And it's absolutely foolish to go to driverless cars because those are all run by smart meters. The smart meters that they measure electricity and gas and water, those are the same frequency as a microwave oven, and they're pulsing multiple times a minute, 24 hours a day. The driverless cars are using the exact same microwave frequency to talk to each other. They're all going to talk to each other on the road. Our human bodies are not going to be able to tolerate this whatsoever.
And well, so it definitely seems like the way where we're going, that's for sure.
But we can't. As sick as people are who can't ride in them anymore and can't be around them, we have got to stop this insanity. When I was doing the research on my radiation book 5 years ago, I looked high and low for a study of putting a human in a hybrid or electric and what's the effect. Nothing was done. I found nothing. They did not do a study to see if indeed we were able to tolerate it, and we're not. That's what I'm seeing all around the country. People from all over are getting very, very sick, and we have to stop.
Okay, well, since it's not likely that they're going to stop any of these things. In fact, like I said, if you look at this Free to Prosper, which is a full legislative agenda of what's about to hit us, they're not going to stop any of these things. They are going to move ahead. So really, I would say the best thing to do is to learn about the protective mechanisms that you can do, as well as decrease your personal exposure as much as you can.
Right. If we choose not to buy these things, if we choose as a society to not buy the electric and hybrids, and if we choose to not buy all these toys that look so good, I mean, they look good. Those commercials, I want to buy one. I mean, they really entice you. But our California legislator, they want to pass a law that will force our car dealers to sell so much percentage of their cars as electric, or they'll be fined. They'll be actually fined. And we have to really alert our lawmakers. We do not want electric cars or hybrid or driverless. We really need to stay with fossil fuel cars until they find some other alternative.
How about running on solar batteries?
Well, you're still going to have a battery there. That's the problem. And I have people who call who say that they've got solar and the transformer, the transformer to go from DC to AC for the house. It just made them so sick. They couldn't put it far enough off their property in order to be anywhere near it. So solar can create problems also.
Okay, so we're pretty stuck. So I would say the best bet is to learn, you know, self-protection techniques, look into what you're talking about with the smart dot, because that might be helpful for people to have. Because, I you know, we're a tiny little voice, and you can see even trying to get genetically modified food labels failed. So, and that was with millions of people shouting very, very loud. So I'm not so sure that efforts to stop this progression are going to be successful. But nonetheless, knowing about it is really powerful, especially for individuals.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I definitely wanted to
I just want to tell you, we have to end. So please just tell us how to get in touch with you.
Okay. My phone number is 949-551-3397. Again, that's 949-551-3397.
And any quick ending comments, Dr. Plourd?
Yes. If you have any strange symptoms, the amount of symptoms from electromagnetic radiation, it's nosebleeds, it's heart palpitations, if you have anything that the doctor says, I don't know what's wrong, please look at my information, read my book, because doctors do not understand the extent of the symptoms that are being caused by the radiation. And if you can figure that out and then get things like we have off our website to reduce your exposure and to strengthen you, you're going to get through it. I went to 12 doctors.
So
we had people.
Thank you so much for all the information that you've been gathering and for sharing it today with our audience. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.
Thanks.